A bewildering and a befuddling challenge and trend has emerged on social media that prompted my Health Matters interview for today. It's Daniel Martin with you. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's called the hashtag Teeth Filing Challenge. You heard right. There are teenagers and young people filing down their teeth with a nail file on camera on TikTok to try and attain a perfect smile because they think their teeth are not aesthetically pleasing. They're trying to get a better shape and length out of it. This is damaging and tampering the enamel that protects our teeth for daily use. I want to know more about why this is a bad idea. Dental surgeon from Healthway Dental, Dr. Belinda Lee, joins me. Now, it hasn't come out of nowhere in the sense that maybe somebody got the idea from a dental procedure that is done in a clinic called enameloplasty, and we'll talk about that just ahead. But Dr. Lee, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for joining me on today's edition. First, I just want to talk very quickly about the enamel because we're going to talk about how this actually damages and disrupts the enamel completely. What's the enamel of the teeth? Why is it so important?
Oh, good afternoon, everyone, and especially to you, Daniel. Very happy to be joining you today at CNA 938. It is very important for us to take care of our enamel. The surface of our teeth is actually known as the enamel, and this acts as a barrier to help protect our teeth from decay. A strong tooth enamel is one of the most important consideration to ensure excellent long-term oral health. While some wear and tear is actually normal, there is plenty that we can do to ensure that we take care of our enamel well. So the first and foremost is to limit the amount of sugary foods and drinks that we take. The bacteria that are present in our mouth feed on these sugars in our food and drinks that we consume and create harmful acids. These acids will then break down the building blocks of our tooth enamel. This process is known as demineralization, as the acid eats away at the naturally produced minerals within our enamel. Foods such as chewy candies and chocolates and sweet beverages like soft drinks, flavored waters, can also stick on our tooth surfaces and cause damage over time. This is especially so if we do not practice good oral hygiene, such as brushing our teeth twice a day. Therefore, it is advisable to limit the intake of these foods and beverages with high sugar levels so that we can protect our tooth enamel from possible decay.
Are there treatments that happen in the clinic as well, Dr. Lee, that help boost the power of the enamel? Or are there toothpaste that people use to build it up, things like that?
Yes, there are treatments that we can do on the surface of enamel. Of course, if the wear and tear of the enamel is caught at an early stage, we generally recommend fluoride treatments to help repair and strengthen the tooth enamel. So these fluorides are available in toothpaste, mouthwash, as well as tablets to help speed up the reabsorption of minerals on the tooth enamel layer. Of course, in the dental chair, we can also prescribe higher dosage of fluoride, such as in a gel form or varnish form directly on our teeth, so that this can further strengthen our enamel. As for discolored or stained tooth surfaces, we can always do other things like whitening or dental veneers to help and protect the surface layer and also provide a better appearance.
Let's go to this challenge that predicated today's interview. I've seen some of the videos and the news reports about this challenge, this hashtag teeth filing challenge. People are shaving their uneven teeth with a nail file. How dangerous or harmful can this be, especially to one's enamel?
Yes, when I first saw this TikTok challenge, my jaw actually dropped because there are potential dangers related to hand or nail filing your teeth at home. Shaving uneven teeth with a nail file can cause irreversible damage to the enamel. Unlike the rest of our body, the enamel is not living tissue, and it cannot and will not regenerate or repair itself should it undergo physical damage. If too much filing is done, the pulp of the tooth, which contains the blood vessels and nerves, may be exposed. And the pulp is right at the center of the tooth, and any exposure may cause pain, sensitivity, and nerve damage. In extreme cases, this damage may be enough to kill off the entire tooth.
This is very disturbing to actually see in action as well. I thought it was a joke at first, but then if people are actually doing this, they're going to do irreversible harm probably to their teeth. But maybe it was because they'd seen it done in a clinical setting. There is a procedure known as enameloplasty, which is quite similar, isn't it?
Yes, there is a procedure called enameloplasty, and this is actually tooth recontouring or tooth reshaping procedure in which small amounts of tooth enamel are removed to change a tooth length, shape, or surface. If this is used to correct minor imperfections, such as smoothening out small bulges on a tooth enamel or adjusting irregular tooth shapes. But of course, like I would like to emphasize again, it is small changes. And prior to the procedure, we as dentists will first need to take an x-ray of your teeth to determine the size and location of the tooth pulp, which is the core of the tooth. And should the tooth enamel layer be too thin or the pulp lies too close to the tooth surface, enameloplasty may not be possible. And then we will recommend maybe adding filling materials or doing veneers instead to help correct the shape of the tooth.
And it's so done under very monitored circumstances, isn't it?
Yes, it is done under super monitored, and we are very careful not to remove too much. And we will use small diamond tip drill just to gently file off very small bits of enamel to correct very tiny imperfections. And we will use sandpaper to smooth and shape up the sides before finishing the process.
All right, so that's in a clinical setting. So let's end off on a positive note. Let's give some advice to my listeners. What's your advice, particularly for the aging listeners maybe? How do they preserve their enamel?
For seniors, a lifetime of chewing and grinding can actually take a toll on their set of teeth. As the enamel surface wears down, it exposes seniors to increased risk of cavities as well as tooth sensitivity. So to help our aging dentition to maintain, it's necessary to maintain good dental hygiene habits. One needs to brush their teeth at least twice a day. Brushing teeth twice a day with toothpaste that contains fluoride goes a long way to strengthen the enamel. It is also important for our elderly folks to increase oral hydration, as these older individuals may consume more medication related to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and this medication may have side effects which could lead to dry mouth, and this result in a higher chance of enamel erosion or cavitation. And last but not least, remember to maintain regular dental visits to the dentist. It is always a good habit to make regular visits once every 6 months, twice a year, to see the dentist for cleaning, oral examinations, so that we can catch any dental issues at an early stage.
Dr. Lee, thank you so much for your advice. Dental surgeon Dr. Belinda Lee there joining us on today's edition of Health Matters.